Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here with winning Centralia coach Megan Brinkman after the Lady Panthers win against the California Pintos. Congratulations, Coach Brinkman. What made it happen, and how does it feel?
It feels great. What a night, what a win, what an environment. Just so proud of our girls and how they battled and, you know, fought adversity, you know, created a big lead, which gave us a little bit of a cushion there going into halftime in the third quarter. You know, things got tight in the fourth quarter, got it down. They got it down to a four-point lead. You know, I'm out of timeouts with 2 minutes left, and it could have gone extremely wrong really fast. But they're so tough, and they understand the game, and they knew it was at stake, and they never quit. And I love the fight, and I just love that we get to play another day because they definitely deserve it.
It's so, as a coach, is this the farthest you've gone in the playoff ladder before?
I've been to a quarterfinal game before. Had a tough, heartbreaking 3-point loss a couple years ago. So, been there. Extremely blessed to be back again because it's really, really hard to do. So, hoping we can pull this one out.
You will, Coach. How did you prepare the Lady Panthers mentally for this game against a team that had eked out a win against you at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, I mean, it's just so cool to see how much better we've gotten in the process behind all year. You know, didn't play well there the first game of the year at all, but it's the first game of the year. So we went back to that film and, you know, right before, I guess on Sunday when we were prepping and just, you know, showed some things of how much better we are and what we can do different, what we've learned and how we've grown. Those girls were like, you know, we don't want to watch because I think they were a little embarrassed about how we played. So just telling them, hey, we've gotten better and we have something to prove. And they just real ran with it and did just that. You know, a little slow start in the first and then, well, what a second quarter. I mean, Morgan Ross had 14 in the second quarter, just played absolutely phenomenal, and that just kind of gave us a little bit of a cushion versus a really good basketball team. But, yeah, the girls, I mean, they were confident and on the road. It's really tough, and we knew it was at stake, but they just never quit, and it definitely showed.
Coach, I'm going to wander off script for just a moment here. Would you care to compare last night's Pintos to the Diamond team that you played in Kansas City, one of your rare losses this season?
I guess a little bit. I mean, Diamond just kind of had one player that was really outstanding. had a tough kind of time stopping one, where, you know, I think California is extremely balanced. You know, their scoring was, you know, three in double digits, one with eight. You have to guard all of them. They can all shoot the three, very big and physical. I thought it was going to be some tough matchups for us, which it was at times. I thought, you know, I haven't seen stats back from last night, sent those in, but, you know, I thought we probably got out-rebounded just because they'll shoot the three, long rebound, and they're hard to get. So, you know, both really, really good teams. I don't know about the same type of play, but, yeah, both teams were, you know, both games where we had a fight and claw and just try to, you know, get away with the win, I thought. But again, from Diamond, you know, right around Christmas to now, you know, how we ended the game was the growth of our team. You know, we kind of gave it away. I thought first Diamond wasn't great with ball control and clock and score and, you know, trying to take care of the ball at the end, which we still had, you know, glimpses of that last night. But to be able to come away with the win was the biggest thing, probably the biggest difference.
So what type of defense did California try to use on you, ma'am?
They came out in man. That's their primary. We've seen a couple times where, you know, if they're down, they'll switch the zone, which I think slowed us down a little bit. Still outscored them in the third, but definitely had to look at some things. And, you know, then they had to go back to man at the end of the fourth because they knew they had a guard. Try to get the ball back. So we were prepared for it. I didn't know how we handled it well enough. But definitely, you know, toward the end of the fourth quarter when they started pressing and Braylon was out, just another primary ball handler. We obviously struggled. They went on a run, but, you know, basketball began with runs and we stopped the run and was able to hit free throws.
Would you care to discuss the number of players you put in last night compared to California? Did both teams just stick to the starting five or six, or was there a lot of my words, not yours, bench chess going on?
You know, it's kind of common as you get later in the postseason, just kind of strength your bench a little bit. It's just kind of what it is. But, you know, we played seven last night. I thought everybody came in and just did their job and did their role. I thought Kalen Walters was fantastic at the end of the game. Kid who, you know, really, really known for a defense. Then she comes in and hits 3 out of 4 free throws, 2 free throws that were just absolutely clutch at that point in the game. So very, very proud of her and how she stepped up. And but anybody who gets in on our side, you know, they just they're so big for our program and what they do, and we just trust each other that they're going to do their role extremely well. And same for California, kind of they play the same, you know, 7-8 players. I thought a couple players got in foul trouble, and so they kind of had to go to their bench early a little bit. Yeah, I mean, it's just it's kind of what's expected postseason. You know, you got to put the best players on the floor and whatever, you know, situation you're in, and but, you know, let them make big plays.
Please, Coach, you've touched on this a little bit. Could you talk about the role of free throws and good free throwing played last night?
Yeah, we got to the line 21 times last night, which we have not been getting the line as near enough as I think we should have. So I've been able to get there 21 times last night, 16 of 21, so very good. You know, in the fourth quarter, 8 of 10, that's what won us the ball game, big free throws in the fourth quarter. You know, they only got to the line 12 times, so just talking about when you can make more free throws than your other team shoots, that's usually a recipe for success, and that happened last night. So, you know, for our kids to step up and hit free throws at the end of the game, big like that was it had to happen. I mean, we missed free throws, and it's probably a different ending. So, and our kids know that. They're veteran players, and they stepped up, and they did what they had to do.
Coach, we are very, very close to being done here. I apologize for not being at the game last night. Can you talk about the pace of the game? Was there any Wiley coach stuff happening and making the pace whatever it was last night?
California plays with pace. They push the ball in transition. You know, they'll press you. They'll speed you up. They'll hang out after a defensive rebound to try and make you turn it over. So I thought they kind of won the pace in the first. I thought we played catch up a little bit. To where the game always slows down a little bit. You know, first quarter, everybody's jacked up and running on adrenaline. So I thought in the second quarter, especially the second half of the second quarter, the last 4 minutes, you know, we really settled in. We held them to 6 points in the second quarter, and, you know, scored 18. And like I said, Morgan Ross just went off. And so, you know, that, again, was a big cushion and a big turning point, which let us have between a 12-15 lead for most of the game, like I said, till the final, you know, 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. But to be able to get that is huge. And so when they went zone, it kind of slowed us down a little bit, which is kind of like our pace. We want to take the best shot possible. Doesn't matter to me how long that takes. But, you know, so many different back and forth and pace and things like that. It's pretty common, like I said, when you can make runs. And we were able to go on runs ourselves and stop theirs, which is the key to our success last night. So, again, just so happy for the girls. They're still hungry, and they can't wait for Friday.
Thank you very much, Coach. Last question. When can the fans of Lady Panthers next see them play, and where?
We are Friday night at home, which is an awesome opportunity. We have South Shelby. You know, another two Clarence Canyon teams playing to go to the Final Four, which I think is awesome for our conference. So we'll be sending out, you know, ticket information for that pretty soon. It's all that digital ticketing. So we can't wait for our community and our fans to be able to experience this with us. So I'm excited for the opportunity.
And what time is that on Friday, Coach?
I think it's going to be at 6. I'm pretty sure.
Very good, sir. Good luck. See you Friday night, Coach. This Fireside Guard Live audio sponsored by Oliver Funeral Home. Thanks again, Coach Megan Brinkman, and good luck Friday night.
Thank you so much.